Well, I'm going to admit green too. Kyle, you'll keep an eye on that for us, please. There'll be people coming in. Well, the talk today, I thought, oh, I'm so happy to be presenting at this time. I often present at these pivotal times in this various seasons. And of course, the summer solstice just passed. And I thought, what a beautiful time to talk about the elemental world in the Northern Hemisphere. You know, we're coming through spring and there's this burgeoning of beauty and life. Of course, in the Southern Hemisphere, nature's going to sleep, which also has its own beauty. But the title today, and I know that this group is interested in the breath, and we just had that beautiful meditation led on the breath, the profoundness of bringing the breath into the body. And so we're going to do that in a very purposeful way today. And I want to share a Sufi practice with you. This practice is one that we do every day from the point we're initiated and given this practice. So the title of the talk is The Deeper Side of Life and the Five Elements in Breath. And we're going to talk about the relationship of these elements on our characteristics that we may have on the body and on the mind. And along the way, we're going to do a breath practice that's going to integrate these various elements. So I keep going back and forth because my mouse isn't working. So I'm going to have to do it this way. So these are teachings based on the Sufi path that I follow, which is the path of Hazrat Inayat Khan. His birthday's coming up. We always celebrate the birth and the passing of these great saints. His birthday will be on July 5th. So it's very near to that time as well, which is a pivotal moment for us in this path. So I'd like to talk about the five elements and the breath. Inayat Khan senses this. There are five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether, as spoken of by the mystics. And I think you all have this deeper understanding, just the title of your group, you know, this universal oneness. You have this deeper understanding of life, which is what, it's not mysterious, it's mystical in a way. So Inayat Khan says this, that these elements do not only compose germs, but they can destroy them. So we want to be masters of the elements to keep our health and our balance. He says, if one only knew how one could use those five elements to purify one's body and also one's mind, as there's a need of the sun and the water for plants to grow, so there's a need for the five elements for a person to keep in perfect health. Besides, the sun currents have a greater healing power than anything else. And we know this. Scientists say, spend 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day out in the sun, just for your health. It's good vitamin D, and it's good for the pineal gland and all various things. So Murshid goes on to say in Inayat Khan, a person who knows how to breathe perfectly, we would say in a balanced way, is perfection. Attracts the sun current into their body. And you can just do that by visualizing also sun and light. And we can keep the body free from every kind of impurity. So just as sunlight purifies things, fire also does, but also all the other elements do as well. Inayat Khan goes on to say, no microbes of destruction can exist if the sun current can touch every part of the body, which is within. So we want to know how to draw that into oneself. And that is done by the breath. The lungs, the intestines, the veins, and the tubes of the body, sort of these energetic pathways are the tubes of the body, all need the sun and the air. And these are taken by the means of perfecting and even the mind perfecting breathing, excuse me, perfect breathing, and even the mind benefits from this. For the mind too is composed of five elements, the elements in their finer condition. So these are kind of living beings who have characteristics, which we're going to talk about right now. And see if you identify with one or two of these. And in our Sufi path, we use these medicinally and we use them to balance the system. If we find we have an excess of one element, we can balance it with another element. And I'll maybe speak more about that as we go along. But first, I want to share from Anayakan's teachings on these characteristics of the elements. And he says, a person of the earth character is calm and quiet. This makes sense. It's grounding. They're harmonious and serviceable, simple and good, also dependable to a great extent. Only the person of the earth character must be told to do something. They do not always take it upon themselves to do it. So they're not maybe a big initiator, but if there's a repetitive task that needs to be done, they're very suitable for it. And understanding, if you employ people or you have people working around the house or people that service in some way your life, it's good to understand these characteristics. I have to say myself, I'm not so good. I expect a lot from a lot of people, and I'm trying. That's my big lesson in life, is to try to lessen that in myself and to try to understand greater the ability that each person brings and appreciate that and enliven that. So going on, then we're talking about the water element. So we're going up the elemental scale. Earth is first, and then we have water going up. This is based on the Indian tradition or the Vedic tradition of invocation of the five elements. And you know what? In church, we involve these, don't we? We light candles, we purify with water, we bless, we baptize. So we'll recognize those elements there too. So the person of the water character is sociable. They're imaginative and affectionate and lovable. Only they will respond quickly to all influences. So water in one way is very responsive. It takes on the shape that it's poured into. It easily moves around obstacles. Those are all fine qualities. Anayakan says, by nature, this person will always be desirable. They will show adaptability and responsiveness and fineness of character. The person of water is naturally emotional. Well, sometimes they cry a lot. They're devotional, they're generous, and they're sensitive. So that's a wonderful quality. Those are all wonderful qualities to have. And I think it's important to remember that, like everything else, there's a light shadow and there's a lightness to them, and there's a shadow side. If we were talking in terms of Jungian psychology, we did an assessment at the college when I was teaching, and it was called strengths assessment. And when we looked at our strengths, we did some testing and we identified five major strengths. But the next step was not only identifying the strengths, but looking at, they called it balconies and basements. So what were the very fine qualities of that? But what was this other side that we're hiding in the basement? So remember, all these things have both sides, and it's good to understand them, invoke them, and find balance in our system. So we move on to the fire element. It's the next element. So we're moving from a solid to a liquid to kind of something that we can't really quite contain, fire. They say the person of the fire nature is useful but dangerous. They do not know what they you do not know what they will do from one moment to another. It's like fire. It's very quick. It can move around. A fire person cannot hide their character. It takes but one moment to bring it out. So when we watch ourselves, if we have a quick flash point or we notice that in others, well, we're just dealing with fire. We need to learn to handle that better. And we can do that by balancing our own breath and to become a fire handler. Anayakan goes on to say, this person is destructive by nature, and the trouble such a person causes to others is much less than the harm that can be brought to oneself. Their life is as destructive as fire, the fire which burns all things and burns itself at the same time. Now here's the other side of fire. It's warm, it's friendly, it's fearless, it's inspirational, and it's aspirational. So not, you know, these are, like I said, the positive, the negative, and to find the balance. Now the person of the air character is moody, imaginative, and a visionary. In one moment, they can be your friend, And in the other moment, they're your enemy. You have people like this in your life that can quickly change. As the air, a moment before was blowing towards the east, and then it blows towards the west. This person will change from time to time. When you think, today they're good, tomorrow they will show themselves different. And you will see, this morning such a person was calm. In the evening, you will find them to be upset. So they can change very quickly. It is a great difficulty for such person to keep in control. It's like trying to control the air, which is always difficult. Yes, this person will show wit and quickness in grasping things, capability, efficiency in work, but they will act also on impulse, which also can be very creative. So, you know, we don't need to shame people that have this air element by means, but knowing it and using it and controlling it is very good. They will be adventuresome, and if powerful, they'll have a great influence in their life, which is very positive for good. The last element is ether. Sometimes in spiritual traditions, it's also known as space. And the person of the ether shows all the above said qualities, and yet every quality is subdued in form. This person will be serious, calm, quiet, peaceful. However, they're also subject to sadness, melancholy at times. Yet they can respond to humor, to rhythmic actions, balanced in life, deep in understanding. They can be brave, bearing at the same time thoughtful and considerate. Ether is the essence of all the elements. And the person who shows ether in their character shows wisdom. Whether there is wisdom in beauty, wisdom is adorned with beauty. This person will have the power of attraction and expression, together with magnetism expressed through their whole personality. So these are the elements, and maybe again you recognized yourself in that, or maybe even throughout the day, you know, it's possible that we, these different elements get activated in us. But I have an example of how these elements can be very helpful. So let's say we feel stuck somehow. We're in a place in life or in a place in a thought process where we feel we just can't move, or we feel boxed in. Well, the water element's very good to create movement and to move around things gracefully. If we're feeling a little too fiery, too energetic, you know, it's just like when someone's in shock or very upset, they often tell them to lie down on the ground. So we can invoke the earth element. If we're feeling a little spacey, we can, again, the earth is very helpful there. So these elements are really, truly medicinal. I remember one time I was on the way to the college to teach, and I'd received a phone call, and someone had encountered something that was quite tragic and disturbing to their mind. And they shared that with me, and it was just such a vivid, almost grotesque image. I couldn't, it's like it possessed me. And I thought, I have to now be composed and go in and teach. So all the way from my car to the classroom, I did the air element. And I'll talk about that, and we'll do that practice together. I did it because I knew that the air was the element of the mind, and it would clear my mind, and it did. It alleviated me of that impression, and I was able to go and function in a better way. So now I want to talk about breath in the body. The mechanism of the breath is dependent on in its work upon these five aspects of breath, again, these five elements. And these aspects are the different directions of the breath. So there are qualities, characteristics, and each element has a direction. Moving forward, when one aspect of the five elements is not working, it brings disorder in the mechanism of the body. So if we find this is happening, we can maybe just stop ourselves for a moment, like we just had the beautiful meditation, just to breathe in and breathe out and still ourselves and refocus, you know, maybe bringing the breath into the heart or into the feet. Very helpful to bring that balance and harmony. By the purification, development, and control of the breath, all five aspects are developed. So again, we want to understand these aspects and we want to be able to invoke them when we wish to have them activated in our systems. There are atoms in one's body which form a certain organ, which are more or less active in different rhythms according to the breath and how it reaches them. So the Sufis also have a system of healing through the breath, directing the breath to a certain part of the body and visualizing it and activating it through the breath to heal. So the atoms in one's body, which are form a certain organ, which are more or less active in different rhythms according to the breath reaches them. The atoms which do not receive the proper breath remain undeveloped and therefore are inactive. As the centers of the body are situated in the center of the whole mechanism, it is natural that in the average person, the breath does not reach their innermost part as it ought to. So now breath and the centers, okay, we could call them subtle energy centers. Some people call them wheels. Some people call them chakras. There are many different systems. They look at them in different ways. But we're going to look at them in the way that an icon taught us today. To live a full life, the wise in all religions have taken the breath in hand and have awakened atoms and centers, which are instruments for those faculties. As soon as breath touches those centers, it makes them vibrate, and then they can do their work. Therefore, breathing exercises given to the student or aspirant is like the winding of a clock. Once every 24 hours, the clock is wound, and after that, it goes on without effort. So again, this practice that I'm going to share with you is one of the practices that were given in the beginning, and we do every day of our lives. It's like winding the mechanism, our mechanism. So breath in reality is also light. So think about that. And we know that with these great microscopes and that are looking at, you know, the substance of matter, we know it's all light vibrating at different rates. But when this light shoots forth in rays, then according to the direction of the rays and the capacity that receives that light, colors manifest. So it's like white light. We get those a lot here where when our rainy season event rains a little bit in the afternoon and then the sun comes out and we're seeing rainbows. You know, it's like these mirages of color. And color manifest. Both form and color depend on the direction of the light, the direction it light, the light takes, and upon the degree of the light. I'm going to admit Holly there. Okay. Now, I'm going to move on here. Down. We're going to look at the five centers as described by an icon. Again, this may be different than the system that you understand or follow, but I have found it's very helpful to understand the way the Tibetans look at it, the way the Hindus look at it, the way the Sufis look at it. It's good to understand those systems. And sometimes they merge and meet, and sometimes they're different, but it's good to look at all of them, I think. So we're going to look first at the earth element. And we're going to work with the phrase, and I will repeat the phrase so you don't have to worry about that. But I do want to draw your attention to the phrase, because as an icon talked about drawing light and life into us, we're going to use a phrase that's given with the purification breath that goes like this. When we inhale silently, we're repeating, I inhale divine light and life. So the first is L-I-G-H-T, and the second word is L-I-F-E. And then we say, I exhale divine life, then life comes first and light comes second. So it's like this circle. And if you know anything about the Tibetan Buddhist practice of Tonglen, giving and receiving, or receiving, taking and giving, or receiving and giving, we're doing that. We're cycling this. So I'll give the instructions and I'll repeat the phrase as we go. First, concentrate at the base of your spine. If it helps with eyes closed, you could maybe lower your eyes as if you're looking at that area inwardly. It helps to direct the breath and your attention there. The color of earth is a golden color. It could be like a topaz or golden sand or even a gold coin. The motion of the earth is moving in a horizontal direction. So as we breathe in and out, we're spreading our breath. We're allowing it to go in various directions in a horizontal motion only. This makes us feel very rooted, very calmed, and very grounded. So again, concentrate on gold light in that area. And we breathe into the base of the spine. The breath will go in the nose and out the nose. Do your best to balance the breath. In other words, if you're breathing into the phrase simply and out to the phrase, it will naturally be balanced. Now, keep your concentration. Base of the spine, colors gold, this spreading motion. And we'll repeat this phrase, breathing in and out. We'll do it 5 times. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. Now allow your awareness to come up to the area in your lower abdomen below the belly button. There you will visualize a beautiful green color. It can be like the green you see in the sea, or fresh moss growing on a rock, or emerald green color. It's green, it's fresh, it's healing. There we think about creativity and imagination, being fluid, moving around obstacles in a very easy way. The breath is descending like water. Naturally, water flows downward. So we bring the breath downward while visualizing this green color. And we work with the phrase again, breathing in the nose and out the mouth this time. So that helps the breath descend. Breathe in the nose and out the mouth. Breathing in, I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. Breathing in, I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. Continue. We say bye for now to the water element, and we allow our awareness to ascend above the navel area. There we see a beautiful gold golden, no, I'm sorry, we see red, vibrant red. It could be like a ruby or bright. Now we have hibiscus in bloom here, and they're bright red hibiscus flowers. We let the red permeate this area. We are told of this area that it's so important because it helps with the digestion of the body. And it's important to enliven the center. It's at the center of intuition and power also. So we visualize the red color there. Fire, think of it as rising like a flame. It's illuminating our path. It aspires us to lift our spiritual consciousness. We breathe in through the mouth here and out through the nose. So the breath naturally rises as the breath rises from the mouth to the nose. So breathing in the mouth, we repeat silently, I inhale divine light and life, and we breathe out. I exhale divine life and light. I inhale divine light and life. And the word is actually, I radiate divine life and light. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. Continue for two more breaths. You may feel a warmth or a radiance there. My stomach started gurgling just by putting my attention there, which is good. It means it's helping and aiding the digestive process. The next element is the air element. We allow our awareness to go to the in between the two eyes. It's our third eye area. It's in the, some people say between the eyebrows. I sort of feel mine a little bit above that in the center of the forehead, but you can put your awareness there. You'll know where you're hitting that center in yourself. The color is blue, the amazing blue sky. The element is air. This is the element of creativity, imagination, intuition. The breath is in through the mouth and out through the mouth. It is said, just like the air can move in different directions, it's kind of a zigzag. You just let it be all pervading. The breath is in through the mouth and out through the mouth. I always think of it as like, I become very open, like a screen door with the air just moving through me. Just let it move through you. Soothe you. So we breathe in through the mouth. I inhale divine life. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. Continue in through the mouth, out through the mouth. Awareness in the forehead area, color blue, visualized. The last breath, bring your awareness to your crown area. It can even be somewhat above that area. Just like here, when we're seeing this rainbow, they say the color's gray, but it's moving with a rainbow of colors. And that's exactly how it is here. We have sometimes clouds behind this beautiful rainbow, the sun shining on it. So you're allowing all the colors, all the elements to be enlivened in your body. You bring the breath to the crown area. It can be above that area as well. And we breathe in a very refined way. Imagine you're a yogi in a cave, peaceful, in meditative equipoise, and you breathe in through the nose and out through the nose, but very refined, like a baby's breath. Here we have no words, we just concentrate on spaciousness and a rainbow of beautiful colors. In the nose and out the nose. I want to thank you so much for inviting me to be here with you and for this opportunity to share this practice with you. And if you'll please excuse me, I'd like to offer the musical meditation now to allow us to further contemplate the elements and feel them enlivened in our being. Perhaps, I don't know who posts on YouTube, but I could send a link to this teaching so that you can read through it again. Of course, you can always look at the video, but sometimes reading it is helpful. And the music is Leonard Cohen's composition to Alleluia, and it's put to Native American flute music. And it's so significant because this Native American flute is a reed that's been cut from the riverbed and hollowed out. And that's what we would hope for ourselves, to be hollow recipients of this divine blessing of light and life and breath through the breath. Thank you, Kyle, if you would please play it. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.